wrestling with siblings, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, in the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is a fight, so I gotta get right. Can't have my back on the ropes.
Never.
This for my sister and bro. I swear that we'll make it, that's all that we hope. Life is stone cold. Get hit with a son of that's all that she wrote. The world that we live in has made me cutthroat. I started rapping about life just to cope. Now I spit fire like Ricky Steamboat. Straight from the bottom, got so much to gain. I had to grind just to build on my name. People call me champ, I'm feeling like Dwayne. I lay the smack down, here comes the pain.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Siblings. I'm your host, Araceli, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi guys, I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
Armando, let's get started with Monday Night Raw. Edge comes out, and obviously, he is not a happy camper because Dominic Mysterio attacked him out of nowhere last night at Clash at the Castle.
Definitely shocked about Dominic Mysterio's attacking Edge. But anyways, Edge was pretty much coming out and telling, you know what, Dominic Mysterio, after everything I've been through with your family, we've been to Raw's in San Diego, and I stay with your family. I stay in your house. And for you to treat me like this, yeah, I get it. I speared you, but it was an accident. You got in my way. You were pushed into my way, and I speared you. What you did was wrong, but now that you're on your own and you pretty much attacked me, you got to wear your big boy pants. And I'm going to come at you, and I'm going to come at you hard. So he pretty much came out and told him, hey, you know what? You're going to get the real Edge. I'm not going to go easy on you just because I've known you since you were 4 or 5 years old and I grew up watching you.
Now, as of this point, we haven't heard from Dominic Mysterio. What do you think is going through his head? Why did he do what he was supposed to? Now, personally, in my opinion, I think he turned on them because he got jealous of all the attention that Rey Mysterio was giving to Edge. But again, I mean, he is the son. It's not like Edge was going to replace somebody like Dominic Mysterio. Now, I do have very interesting theories. I think maybe this is Dominic's way of taking down the Judgment Day.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, we've seen it throughout weeks that even though Dominic Mysterio would have the chair on his hand, Rhea Ripley dominates and controls him. So I don't know if that has something to do with it or if Dominic was getting tired of being by his father's side, being carried by him, and wanted that opportunity that the Judgment Day says that, you know what, if you join us, you're going to be successful, you are going to go somewhere. So, I don't know. Or the other theory, like you said, I agree that maybe, you know, he thought that his father replaced him with Edge, and he felt that he should have been in that match, and I think that was the last straw. Who knows? Let us know what you guys think in the comments below, and let us know, what do you think what was the outcome? Why do you think Dominic Mysterio was the one that betrayed Edge? Why?
And not just Edge, Rey Mysterio. He attacked his own father on national television. For you to get to that extent, there has to be something going on there for you to be able to turn on your family. Now, of course, we've seen Dominic be with Rey since the beginning of his career up until now. What happened that made him want to turn? Again, I'm still thinking about, you know what, I think this is Dominic's way of taking down Judgment Day. Edge has tried it, Rey has tried it, different people have tried it. Nobody has been successful. Maybe by joining the Judgment Day, maybe this is going to finally get them one step closer, and this is going to be like, you know what, we finally know what they're going to do next.
Yeah, I want answers, and I want Dominic Mysterio to come out and give us answers and tell us why he did what he did with his father and Edge. You know, if it's part of his strategy to take down Judgment Day, obviously he is not going to say it. But we all want an explanation to see why he did this.
100%. Now let's move on to the very first match of the night, which was the New Day versus the Alpha Academy. Absolutely brilliant match. I think every single competitor that was in this match absolutely outdid themselves. You have to give credit where credit is due. When I first saw the Alpha Academy become a tag team, I really wasn't the biggest fan because I was like, how is this gonna work, how is this gonna balance out? And it does. It balances out super, super well, and I think you have to give credit to those two. They definitely do their homework.
Not only that, you have some of the greatest tag teams. I mean, you have the New Day, which we haven't seen in a while because why, Xavier Woods was an injury, and now he's coming back from an injury, and the New Day doesn't miss a beat. They are hungry. They want to get back in that title picture. But again, you have another great tag team like the Street Profits. The Street Profits have been, again, against Uso's title, and they've been chasing after it. And again, they are great competitors. Again, this tag team match, Fatal 4-Way, was great. And again, you have a team like the Alpha Academy that have tasted success before. So this was one hell of a match.
It definitely was. And in the middle of this match, we suddenly get a return. This week, it is Braun Strowman, the Monster Among Men. This is super big because now he comes in and he cleans house. He attacks absolutely everybody, particularly the Alpha Academy. Why does he come back to face somebody like the Alpha Academy? What does he want from Otis and Gable that got him to the point where he had to come out, obviously, to prove a point? But why these two?
I think he's just trying to make a statement to the entire locker room. I mean, he came in, he cleaned house. Like, you know, we even saw Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. You know, they were part of the tag team match as well, too. And they got taken out by the Monster Among Men. Why is he back? He is here to probably, who knows, win the tag team titles by himself. I mean, he pretty much took down the entire Raw division by himself. So why not?
He's
probably here to make a statement.
He technically did. He took out Street Profits, the Lotharios, and I think nobody saw it coming. He for sure made one of the biggest statements that we've seen in quite some time. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes from here next. Obviously, I think his first target is going to be Roman Reigns. Why? Because everybody wants the Undisputed WWE Championship. But given the fact that he came out during a tag team match, who would you put Braun Strowman with now that he's back?
Ooh, that's a very, very good question. Who would I put him against? Probably someone like KO, who's hungry, that wants to fight, that, you know, that he wants to prove that this is a show. So, you know, hey, KO's looking for a fight. Braun Strowman's got these hands. Hey, have these two guys go at it. You know, why not?
Definitely, I 100% agree with you on that one. Now, let's move on to Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah versus Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop.
This is a very interesting tag team. I mean, as you guys saw, we saw this tag team develop throughout the women's tag team tournament. And to the surprise of everybody, they became the women's tag team champions. And this was their first opportunity to prove themselves as tag team champions, what they were really made of.
I think they worked smarter than any other tag team that was actually there. Because if you look, everybody else had already been a tag team. They have some sort of experience with each other at this point. This team was completely fresh right off the bat, and they outsmarted everybody else. Why? They did their homework. They knew exactly who their competitors were and exactly what they were going to be doing, and that's how they became the tag team champions. Now again, Damage Control is not very happy about this, and obviously they want their rematch because they feel like it was stolen from them. I get it. I understand why. You know, Dakota Kai wasn't the legal woman and she got pinned. So that's still a misunderstanding that hasn't been cleared up yet. So did they really win the tag team championship? So win is a win. They got a pin, but it wasn't with the legal women.
Yeah, and I think the difference maker between Aaliyah and Raquel is going to be Raquel. Because I think she is the game changer in this specific tag team. It was a great choice by Aaliyah to pick Raquel. Why? Because she is the powerful woman. She is the one that could get business done. And with the athleticism of Aaliyah and her being smart and being able to take aware of that situation, what we saw last week where they won the championship, take advantage of the distraction, it's a perfect tag team. You know, like you said, the advantage is that they're new, that not all the teams have studied them. And they proved it today against Doudrop and Nikki Cross as well, too. You know, again, Raquel Gonzalez was the difference. Just that power just makes the difference throughout the match. We saw it. Doudrop and Nikki Cross didn't want Raquel Gonzalez to go in. And as soon as she went in, what happened? That was ball game right there.
100%. I think she for sure is the difference maker. And I think if there's a team you have to watch out for, it definitely is your women's tag team champions. And you never know what stops they're willing to go to and what they're going to bring to the division because they're such a fresh team.
And not only that, they have the momentum. They have the confidence. I mean, they already beat Damage Control. You know, they already beat Doudrop and Nikki Cross. So they're on a roll. They're on a roll. They're learning how to survive. They're going to do whatever it takes to retain. And if that is learning to survive, maybe a couple of dirty tactics here and there, then hey, go for it. That's what it takes to be champion. Then you have to do whatever it takes. And I think that's what this team is going to be capable of doing.
Yep. And with the expertise of Raquel Gonzalez, we're definitely going to see them go far. I mean, I think Damage Control would definitely be the team that takes them down. I just don't think it'll be right now, because I think right now they're at an all-time high, and nobody really knows what to expect from this team going forward. All right, let's move on to Austin Theory. He was this close at Clash of the Castle of cashing in the Money in the Bank and potentially becoming the new WWE Undisputed Universal Champion.
If it wasn't for Tyson Fury, I strongly believe we would have had a new WWE Universal Champion in Austin Theory, because he was just waiting for that perfect opportunity. But what happened? Tyson Fury came, punched him in the chin, and knocked him out. Again, Theory has been unsuccessfully so far. So we'll see how it all plays out for Theory.
Yes, he's been unsuccessful every attempt he's had so far. I think this was the perfect scenario for him to win it. But again, why is Tyson Fury getting himself involved with the youngest Money in the Bank? He had no business being out there, for one. And two, he had no business getting into Austin Theory's business. And I think you're right. I think we would have been having a new Undisputed Champion if it wasn't for Tyson Fury now.
Who knows? Maybe Tyson Fury is not an Austin Theory fan. Maybe he wanted Drew McIntyre to win. Who knows? You know, because it was in England, their home country. And he's like, you know what? This is probably going to be Drew McIntyre's moment. So if I could do anything in my power to stop it, then he was going to do it. And sure enough, that's what he did.
And then we have Kevin Owens, who basically comes out and he's like, you're so arrogant. You failed to failed to pretty much successfully cash in. And this is not the first time that this happens to poor Austin Theory. The guy cannot catch a break. And he is finding ways to get under the skin of Austin Theory.
Yeah, and what does this lead to? It leads to Kevin Owens challenge him to a fight and be like, you know what? I'm gonna challenge you to a fight. Let's throw hands and let's go at it. And sure enough, that's what they end up doing. So Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory.
Yes, and right off the bat, like, Kevin Owens goes on the attack to Austin Theory. He's not giving them the opportunity to capitalize, and he's trying to prove to him why he's fight Owens fight and why he's there. And of course, we've seen a different Kevin Owens ever since the last 2 or 3 weeks. Over the last month, we've seen a different side of him. He's there to fight, and he's obviously hungry. He wants to prove his point, and he is not happy because Austin Theory is Mr. Money in the Bank. He firmly believes that that should have been him, and that he should right now be the Undisputed Champion.
And not only that, I also agree with you. Kevin Owens, he was there, but he was missing that spark. He was missing that hunger. And it looks like that fire is back in him. And it looks like he's motivated. He's pumped. He wants to get back in that title picture. And it doesn't matter who they throw on him. He is going to fight. And he is going to prove why this is the Kevin Owens show. And sure enough, he did that with Austin Theory. Austin Theory, this match, he's just been on a little slump. That's what I believe. You know, he's just been too focused on the Money in the Bank, where these opportunity to cash, that he's not focusing on his matches 100%. If he was to focus on his matches 100%, I think he would be a lot more victorious. Why? Because he's already got the potential. He's already got the talent. He has been WWE US Champion. You know? So, can he go for it? Yes. I think he just needs to put his mind a little bit more on his matches and kind of focus out of the Money in the Bank.
I think Austin Theory is going to be one of the next big thing. He's going to be the next big star. Right now, obviously, like you said, he's on a slump. But the moment he cashes in that Money in the Bank, it's a whole new level and a whole different career for Austin Theory. And I agree. I think right now he's not fully focused on all of his matches. Why? Because he has the number one ticket to the WWE Undisputed Championship. And that is the Money in the Bank. And quite frankly, that's his biggest advantage over any opponent in the WWE right now.
No, I have to agree with you 100% on that.
All right, Damage Control. Obviously, they come out and they're like, we beat Alexa, Asuka, and Bianca at Clash at the Castle. Obviously, Bayley, super cocky. She got a clean pin against Bianca Belair, which technically automatically makes her the number one contender for the WWE Women's Championship. Do you possibly see Bayley being the one that takes down Bianca Belair?
Why not? I mean, let's think about it. Before her injury, she was supposed to face Bianca Belair for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Then she had the injury, and then it was the story right there. It was over. But can she do it? I think so. I think this is a more dangerous Bayley. Why? Because she's got some serious backup. Now, she has got two women like Dakota Kai and Io Sky that are going to 100% focus on her, and they want to win gold. So this team will do whatever it takes for Bayley to win, or for them to win the tag team titles as well too.
100% agree with you on that one, but you also can't underestimate Bianca Belair. You know her athleticism. She's the Raw Women's Champion for a reason. Now she also has backup of her own. She has Asuka, and she has Alexa Bliss by her corner. So the playing field is pretty much even, I think, when it comes down to who's going to be the better competitor at the end of the day.
I think Bayley has just figured it out that she has gotten into Bianca's head. Why? The reason is because she is using control. She is using control to them. You know, she's already in their head. She's like, okay, Bianca not only has to worry about me, but she also has to worry about Alexa and Asuka. If they're okay, if they're going to have her back. So Bayley already broke her. Bayley got in her mind already.
Brilliant strategy, and this is why she was champion for so long before she lost the SmackDown championship. All right, let's move on to Rey Mysterio versus Damian Priest. Obviously, this comes from Dominic turning on Rey and Edge. And Rey Mysterio, obviously, you can tell during this match that he is not 100% fully focused. He knows the Judgment Day is out there. He knows Dominic Mysterio is out there. And he, quite frankly, doesn't know when they're going to attack, if Dominic is going to attack, what's going to be their next move. And he has no backup. Edge is gone. Edge isn't there to help him out, to support him like he normally had somebody in his corner.
I understand why Rey Mysterio wanted to take this match, but it wasn't the best decision that he has made. Why? Because you set the numbers game. It was going to be the Judgment Day versus him. And not only that, Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio was going to eventually get to him. He was going to break. And what did he do? He, sure enough, he broke and he was able to attack his dad and help out the Judgment Day.
Yes. And you have to keep in mind, if there's anybody that knows Rey Mysterio better, it 100% is Dominic Mysterio. Who else is better to mentor, and I say mentor, the Judgment Day on Rey Mysterio other than his son? I mean, this is going to be huge. Hopefully this leads into a feud at WrestleMania. I would love to definitely see that match happen later down the road, but it's going to be interesting. Until we know why Dominic did what he did, all we can really do is wait.
Great match by Mysterio. The moments he had, you know, when he was focused, he took the fight to Damian Priest again, but just the power was too much, the distraction, the numbers game, and Rhea Ripley. I think Rhea Ripley is the difference in the Judgment Day. Yeah, you say you have Finn Balor, you have Damian Priest, now you have Dominic Mysterio, but who is the real leader of the Judgment Day? Who is the one calling the shots? It looks like it's going to be Rhea Ripley to me. I think she is the difference maker, and she is the one that's holding this faction together.
I think she truly is the leader. You know, I think we started off with Edge and she kind of took control from there. Until you take down Rhea Ripley, you won't be able to take down the Judgment Day, period. That's just how it is. Rhea has taken full control. She knows what she's doing. And they've put the roster on notice, to be honest.
And not only that, she knows that the WWE male superstars, they will not lay a hand on her. So she has the advantage on that. So what? She is taking total control of Judgment Day. And if this continues to go this way, why not? She could probably take control of the whole entire WWE roster.
I think she's going to be the one that dethrones Bianca Belair. I think with the backup that she has, I think her moment is going to come up soon. And if I were Bianca Belair, I'd start preparing. And I would get way more backup than Alexa Bliss and Asuka.
Not backup, but just the fact that Rhea Ripley could attack out of nowhere. You know, maybe during that Bayley match, or who knows. We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. Let's move on to our main events. We have The Miz, obviously accompanied by Ciampa, versus Bobby Lashley for the United States Championship in a steel cage match right off the bat. And this is why The Miz is the best at what he does. He completely brutalized Bobby Lashley with the help of Ciampa, without the match even starting. He completely destroyed Bobby Lashley, gave himself an advantage over the champion.
When I looked at this match and I was like, okay, let me think about it. Miz, you're really going to go against the Almighty in a steel cage match? Like, really? That's not the smartest strategy ever in the world. But then again, like you said, Miz is smart and he is always a step ahead. And what does he do? Like you said, he brutally attacked Bobby Lashley right before the match started. And I was like, okay, this is brilliant. This is why The Miz is where he is at.
but I think he underestimated Bobby Lashley. Obviously, Lashley is champ for a reason. You know, you don't just get to be champion to be champion. You become champion because you earn it. You have to have that fight in you. And what does he do? He completely turns this entire thing around. He comes in and he starts going after the Miz. And I think the biggest advantage that Lashley had here was that he knew that the Miz was going to get cocky. He knew he was going to get confident. And I think that's what Bobby Lashley used to capitalize. And at the end of the day, we see Miz have his opportunity. He climbs the steel cage. He makes it to the top. He's on his way down. And next thing you know, his biggest nightmare cost him the United States Championship. He sees Dexter Lumis just lying on the ground. And he said, forget the match. He just goes straight back in. And this was where Bobby Lashley was able to retain the championship.
I think Bobby Lashley has a lot of thinking to do to Dexter Lumis, because if it wasn't for Dexter Lumis, I strongly believe that The Miz had that the match when he was practically already out of the cage. All he had to do was just jump off and he was going to win. But no, he got scared when he looked down and he saw Dexter Lumis. So we'll see what Dexter Lumis' real intentions are. Why is he targeting The Miz? Who knows?
Yeah, what did The Miz ever do to him? And last I checked, The Miz was just having a plain old match and he just came in and kidnapped him. I really don't know, but I'm interested. I am hooked. I want to see what's next going forward with Dexter Lumis and The Miz. And what happens with Ciampa? Ciampa hasn't been able to do absolutely anything to defend The Miz from Dexter Lumis. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think is going to happen next on this storyline. All right, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of Wrestling with Siblings. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe and become a part of the siblings today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, I wonder what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much and see you guys next time.